Second Advent, Monday C. First posted December 7th, 2009. Isaiah 1:2-6. The Lord is my strength. Look. My God is my salvation. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Isaiah 1:2-b. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Isaiah 1:2-3:4. The works of the Lord are glorious. Let us sing his praises. Let his works be known throughout earth. Let God's people shout and sing for joy. Great is the Holy One in our midst. Commentary. Those who have trusted in the Lord have come to know that he is our Savior, our strength and our song. Everyone is looking for salvation from the troubles of this lifetime, but many are looking in all the wrong places. Nothing in this world can ultimately save us from death except Jesus. Jesus came to save us from bondage, to sin, disobedience of God's word, and the fear of physical death. Hebrews 2:14-15. Jesus warns us that it isn't physical death we should fear, but eternal death in hell. Luke 1:25. Jesus came into the world to save us from spiritual death. John 3:16-17. The second, eternal death. Revelation 2:06-14. And to give us eternal life. How do we know what is beyond physical death? Because the Bible tells us, and because Jesus' resurrection demonstrates that there is existence beyond physical death. Jesus' resurrection was witnessed by over 500 people. 1 Corinthians 1:5-3:8 is attested to in the New Testament by eyewitnesses, and by very truly born-again disciples since. We know he is risen and alive because born-again disciples have daily fellowship with him by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Only Jesus gives the gift of baptism, anointing of the Holy Spirit. John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. Jesus gives us eternal life by the gift of his indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1-15-16. We are all born physically into this world, but are spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our only opportunity to seek and find God. Acts 17:26-27, and to be born again, John 3:3-5-8, to spiritual life. These goals are fulfilled only through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. John 1:4-6. It is not true that one cannot know what is beyond physical death before we die. The only ones that don't know what lies beyond are the ones who are perishing. John 3:18-21. People die physically once and then comes judgment, not reincarnation or nothingness. Hebrews 9:27. When we die, our eternal destiny is fixed and unalterable. God is our creator, and he has designed this world according to his purpose and his rules. The Bible reveals his purpose and his rules. We cannot design our own hereafter by wishing. God has done great things for us. He created a wonderful universe and has given us life in it with everything we need. His great deeds for Israel are recorded in his word, the Bible. As we begin to trust and obey his word, we will experience his great deeds in and for us personally. He has given salvation as a free gift to all who are willing to receive it by faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 1:9-2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.